Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
The Max Chance Show is now on from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesdays. Hear eclectic music and a bit of comedy.
There's a place I must go. There's a place I must go. It's not a place I have seen. But I'll get there in a blue dream.
This is Sheffield Live.
Midweek, and we're gonna make it special.
Stardate, the 1960s. Our mission, to bring back some classic tunes from this bygone era. Begin to transport now.
A very old friend came by today. He was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name of his latest flame.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? Remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. To recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember, tell them I remember, tell them I remember you.
From the start, she said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. Why am I standing here missing her and wishing she were here? Hey! She only did me wrong.
Hey!
I'm better off alone. All I had, and then she fed me dirt.
She
laughed when I was crying. It was such a joke to see the way it hurt.
Why am I standing here missing her and wishing she were here?
Hey!
She only did me wrong.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far today. Three from the 60s got the second hour underway. We started 1961 with Elvis Presley, and Marie's the Name, His Latest Flame. UK number one, November the 9th, for 4 weeks, spending a total of 13 weeks on the UK chart. It was actually a double A-sided single with Little Sister. Then it was 1962 for Frank Highfield and I Remember You. UK number one, July the 26th, for 7 weeks, spending a total of 28 weeks on the UK chart. And we finished 1967 with The Monkees and She, track one, side one of their second album, which was called More of the Monkees. It's a name the artist for you shortly. Fingers crossed it works, because I've had a bit of problems with this morning. But your first fact of the day. This day, well, being the 9th of July, 2026. 1972, Wings, led by Paul McCartney, started their first official tour in the small French town of, pardon my pronunciation here, Châteauvieux, after a mini tour of universities here in the UK by just actually turning up and asking the powers that be if they could play that evening. Wow. Right, I name the artist for you. It's from 1977. It's a song called Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile, or Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me, whichever way around you want to put it. It's taken from the Agoraphobia album. But can you, it's from 1977, as I said. But can you name the artist, please? Fingers crossed it plays. And I don't believe it, but it's not playing. Nope. Marvellous. All time it's been... No, it's not having it. Well, forget that. It should have been Suzy Quattro, but for some reason it just... As I say, I've had problems with the computer all morning, and it's just not playing it. Okie dokie. Let's try something else. Okay. 1974... Dr. Feelgood, Roxette, unbelievably not a UK hit.
1 2 1 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
'71 there for McGuinness Flint and Malton Barley Blues. 12 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 5 and was their second and final UK hit. And before that, Blondie, Sunday Girl, 1979. UK number 1, May the 26th for 3 weeks, spending a total of 13 weeks on the UK chart. I'm going to play you this as a whole, name the artist. I think it's a bit difficult, personally. It's called Heatwave, which is a hot studio as well today. It's from 1963. So if I was to say to you that probably one of their biggest UK hits was Dancing in the Street. Yes, I've had lots of right answers. It was the club, obviously, that did it. I hadn't got anything prepared for it, but that was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and it's a song called Heatwave. Very apt, I thought, for the weather outside. Your next fact for today. This day, 1978, the Rolling Stones, apart from Bill Wyman, jammed on stage at the Quiet Night Club in Chicago with Muddy Waters, who was one of their early idols. Right, sorry, there's a strange buzzing sound. Nope, there we go. Right, I've been asked to play some Northern Soul. Well, the first track isn't really Northern Soul, but the Northern Soul scene adapted it because it's a great song. Spent 13 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 5 and was their only UK top 40 hit for The Toys and A Lover's Concerto. Following that, 1966 were a popular dance favourite of mine in particular. Jerry Williams, If You Ask Me, Because I Love You. But first, it's The Toys.
With their men. another delightful dance tune, just like that last one, if you please.
...1964 there for Gloria Jones and Tainted Love. Originally the B-side to My Bad Boy's Coming Home single. But obviously DJs of the time flipped it and it became a big hit on the Northern Soul scene. Right, another Name the Artist for you. All right, don't forget, you want to get in touch with me. That number again is 07-603-11287. Well, before we do that, I'll read you the next fact out for today. This day in 1968, the Temptations performed their first live concert since the departure of David Ruffin with their new member, Dennis Edwards. There we go. Right, I'm going to play for you It Doesn't Matter Anymore. It's from 1960, of course, originally done by Buddy Holly. It's taken from the album There's a Party Going On. But can you name the artist, please?
Cry
Well, I've had no right answers. I've got a couple more just come through. Brenda Lee, Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn, all from Johnny Cash's wife, June Carter, all from my mate Ian Bogey. No, I'm sorry, mate, it's none of those. Tony Green sent me a text he thought it was Dolly Parton, and the answer to that is no, it wasn't Dolly Parton either. Clues. Okay, well, I always thought this song had been written, it doesn't matter anymore, it was written by Buddy Holly, but it wasn't, it was actually written by Paul Anka. Okay, your clues. Well, this particular artist's biggest UK hits were Mean Mean Man and Let's Have a Party, both of which I've played, obviously, in the past. That's about it, really. As I say, biggest UK hits were Let's Have a Party and Mean Mean Man. Your final fact for today, this day, 1955, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets topped the US charts for the very first time. Right, off to the 70s we go again. This time, 1972, up first for T-Rex and Thunderwing, which is the B-side to Metal Guru, and the other track being Lady. Then it's 1970 for Andy Williams and It's So Easy. 13 weeks the UK chart peaked at number 13. Re-entry 1 week on the UK chart at number 49.
That I love.
Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something something for me. Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate. Don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I done all right.
'72 there for Melanie and Brand New Key. 12 weeks in the UK chart, peaked at number 4 and was also known as the roller skate song. Well, I've had no right answers. None whatsoever. None since that initial rush of answers. And they were all wrong, unfortunately. Sorry. But thanks for everybody who got in touch. The answer was Wanda Jackson. That was your name, the artist, for this week. Next week, in the second hour, it's lyrics, and they are opening lyrics. I can tell you now, they are opening lyrics. And in the first hour, I didn't get a chance in the first hour of this week, because it was so tight, next week's first hour is your birthday shouts-outs, which we'll do around 10:30-ish. Your next theme is actually on the 23rd of April, 23rd of July. I've written far, five down here, four down here for some strange reason. But definitely 23rd of July. And it's rock and roll. And by that, I mean it's an hour of songs with rock and roll in the title. It's that simple. Either rock or roll, and in some cases, both. Right, 1969 up for you. UK number one, August 30th for 3 weeks. Total of 13 weeks in the UK chart for Zager and Evans. And in the year 25.
In the year 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 75, 10, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 85, 10, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95, 95, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 25, 25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year.
Wow. This next track, it's Meatloaf, and it's Rock and Roll's Dreams Come Through.
Love. I never wanna lose it.
Well, Meatloaf, a bonus track for you there. Once again, next week in the first hour will be your birthday shout-outs, which we'll do around 10:30-ish. And in the second hour, there will be lyrics. And as I said, they are opening lyrics. So I'm going to finish this the show today. I hope you've enjoyed everything I've played, despite the problems we've had. And I'd like to say thank you for tuning in. See you next week for more Music Box. Take care of yourselves. Bye. I'm going to finish with this. As I said, this is David Bowie. This is his version of Sorrow. And I'm sure my mate Ian will correct me if I'm wrong. It's off the Pinups album, but I'm pretty sure it's 1973. Would that be right, Ian? Let me know.
Spend my money. Get out there playing your high class games of sorrow. Sorrow. You never do what you know you ought to. Something tells me you're the devil's daughter. Sorrow. Sorrow.
Yeah, thanks to my mate in Virgin. Thanks, you got in touch. Yes, 1973 for David Bowie there, and Sorrow, cover of the Mersey's originally done by the Mersey's, I should say. Well, I got a bit of time left over, so I'm going to play this. This is for you, Tony. I know you always ask me to play it, so I'm going to. But once again, I'm saying bye. Stay tuned for Communities Live up next.